Wrestling Radio, Ship Shot, Steady Slamming with you here. And this is beautiful weather. Add on an extra hour of daylight in the afternoon, and the golfers don't. Absolutely. So welcome to Daylight Savings Time. All golfers definitely welcome that. 367-1240 is our number. My compadre, Ralph Boxcar, will be joining me in a bit as we'll be talking about local golf. And then in the second half, we'll talk about the national golf scene. So let's thank our sponsors before we move along to four. Certainly want to thank our title sponsor, been with us quite a long time, golfballs.com, located in the shopping center on Arnold Boulevard right there in Lafayette, next to Harbor Freight Tools. Anything you want in golf, you can find it there. Golfballs.com, Arnold Boulevard, Lafayette. Hey, you can go even try out their new demonstrator clubs from all the top line companies and hit balls into their simulator and see what your club head speed is and your ball speed and all that good stuff that they talk about so much, the younger players. I don't know too much about that anymore. Our local golf club, St. Mary, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, Sugar Oaks, Bellevue, and Atchafalaya. Let's start out with Eagle Ridge. Yeah, they've been waiting for daylight savings time as well. They've been very busy from what I understand. They are resurrecting their MGA, $30 a year. They also want you to join the Louisiana Golf Association handicap system. That also is only $30 a year. And with that, they hope to have some big MGA tournaments this year. Then at Bellevue, they had a Sunday shamble, four-man team. Two scores per hole. That's pretty interesting. And they gave individual and team prizes. Of course, the team that won was Brandon Burdett, along with Todd Viator, Pat Ainsley, and Mickey Michel. They actually tied a team and won by virtue of Brandon Burdett's eagle on the 18th hole. They beat off on the scorecard playoff Bobby McDaniels, Cody James, Tristan James, and Keith James for one to par. Then they had their most recent dogfight, their monthly tournament that they do so well over there. Brandon Burdett, there you go again. Ty needs to put that boy to work. He was plus three, shot a 71 and one. Second place went to Robbie Dalton, plus two. Third place, J.D. Mayfield, plus one at Bellevue. And then St. Mary's got, that's their sister course. They own a nine-hole course right across the way there in St. Mary Parish. Not too many 9-0 courses left in our world of golf, and those two are standing firm. And what I like about those two, they have an inner club match, like a Ryder Cup style match during the course of the year. Pretty much fun. Both of them have strong memberships. And so coming up at St. Mary's, Barry Boulder is the owner and operator there, and he tells me that they're having a Veterans of Foreign War golf tournament at St. Mary's, their second annual one. It's going to be Saturday, April the 6th at 8 o'clock shotgun start. 8 o'clock in the morning, two-person scramble, $90 per player. And you get four mulligans with that. And you get to move up one tee box. So that's kind of fun. Never heard of that one before. Four mulligans, that's a lot to keep track of. And then also at St. Mary's, they starting up on Wednesdays. There's a lot of golf courses are going to do now that we in daylight savings time, a twilight scramble on Wednesdays because they got that extra hour of daylight. They can play to 7:30 in the afternoon, maybe 8 o'clock as summer comes around. Then at Atchafalaya, they had last Thursday, they had a Callaway Golf Fitting Day, which was real successful from 12 to 6 on the range there. Callaway's going to move to Cane Row this week. I'm not sure which day, but they're going to put up their tent and let you go out there and hit their new clubs from Callaway and try them out, maybe get fitted. Call the pro shop at Cane Row, and they'll tell you exactly what day and what times. Their specials out at Cane Row, veterans, we're talking about veterans, active or retired, only $25 at Cane Row. And that's on Wednesdays. And their senior rate, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, $35. And I'm sure they're going to have to revamp and come back up with a twilight rate since we got that extra hour of daylight. And also at Cane Row, if you want to be a member, what a lot of perks. And advantages that you get. 20% off of their soft goods, 10% off of their hard goods, and I'll talk a little bit about their sales going on in their pro shop. They recently got some new merchandise in. I know Ryan was stocking the racks with some new T-shirts advertising Cane Row. But at any rate, $142 a month. Now's the time to join. It's springtime. That's the time everybody gets the itch to play golf. And the big advantage to me is that you get time 1 week in advance, whereas the public only can do that one day in advance. And what a great advantage. You know, golf's a sport takes a long time, you know, 4 or 5 hours sometimes. And a lot of people don't want to waste time playing behind a slow group. So book your tee time, get your favorite tee time, a big advantage if you're a member. They also chart your handicap according to the Louisiana Golf Association handicap system. And president of the MGA, Raymond Bernard, waives your dues if you're a member. So all of that at Cane Row. They're also licensed for UL Raging Cajun logoed merchandise throughout the course of the year. Ryan may stock some stuff with a Raging Cajun's logo on it. And congratulations to Jace Quibido. He made a hole-in-one. He's a young guy that's working in the pro shop there, working maybe to get his PGA membership. He made a hole-in-one on number 8 last month. And Cane Row's got, congratulations continue for Ryan Desimo, the pro there, along with Kevin Arsenault, Chad Quibido, and Jason Hebert. They tied at minus 23 under in the Johnny King Pro-Am at Tomaka Trails. That's sponsored by the Gulf States PGA, along with Johnny King. And they lost in a scorecard playoff to a team with Brent Williams. But nonetheless, nice playing there for them. And then also at Cane Row, I talked about discounts. Buy one, get one free. Johnny O polos and foot jar polos. And all golf shoes, 40% off. Gloves, 20% off. And foot jar pants, 30% off. Hats, caps, and visors, $15. And then Callaway's doing a special on their own. You buy 3 dozen Callaway Chrome Soft, and you get the 4th free, all available at Cane Row. Thanks, Boxcar, for bringing me a libation along with your presence. Turn on your mic here, and we'll be all set.
Yes, sir.
Howdy. Oh, you're sounding beautiful.
Well, how are you doing today?
Boxcar's got on today. Saints cap and, Saints shirt as well. Okay. I'm doing fine. So back to Cane Row. Their most recent MGA-sponsored tournament was won by Brian Saunier and Nick Trahan, beating out Eric Indes and Jay Smith in a two-man scramble. Sid Champagne and Sammy Bork won the net side. Next thing coming up for the MGA is a Stableford event going to be in June, on June 15th. And then also at Cane Row, a club event coming up. Well, that's this weekend, St. Patrick's Day, right? That's Sunday, yep. March 17th. It's going to be a four-ball Saturday and Sunday. So that means you get a player. And
by the way, I know he's not listening, but happy birthday to Pat Bonan, in case somebody is listening that knows him, because he was named after St. Patrick's Day. You know, so happy early birthday to the
– Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. That's why they named him Patrick?
Absolutely.
Was born on the 17th.
Yes, he was. And so – hopefully he'll make his own cookie cake. Great American cookies, right?
Might have to go try one out.
Yep.
All right, coming up at Cane Row, the Jimmy Picard Golf Tournament. Of course, anybody that played any kind of golf at Cane Row over the years knows Jimmy Picard was an avid golfer, and they have a big tournament in his memory. It's going to be Friday, April the 5th, Saturday the 6th, and Sunday the 7th. Practice round on Friday. Scramble on Saturday and four ball on Sunday. And, of course, Saturday night they're going to have live music and cow cup and, of course, a seafood boil. So all of that at Cane Row coming up next month. And also coming up next month is Iberian Medical Center's 19th annual fundraising golf tournament. It's their main fundraising event. It's a three-man scramble at Cane Row, and as anyone who has ever played in that tournament know, the breakfast and the food on the course is pretty outstanding. 8 o'clock shotgun start, and you receive, with your entry fee, a polo golf shirt and some promotional items. of course, all the food and beverage you can consume. Also at Cane Row, lots of tournaments. It's springtime, folks. That's the time we have these beautiful days and beautiful tournaments. The 11th annual Troop 1 affiliate Louisiana State Troopers Golf Tournament. It's going to be May 3rd, 8 o'clock shotgun start at Cane Row. And then finally on the schedule is, and this tournament's growing as well, the 4th annual Liam McDuff Live Like Liam Golf Tournament Weekend. Friday is going to be a two-man scramble, and this is May 17th and 18th. Saturday at 8 o'clock, a three-person scramble, and then Saturday afternoon at 1:30, a four-person scramble. So you get your choice, two, three, or four. Yep, going to be fun times.
Next year, we're going for the one-man scramble and the five-man. We'll make it a whole weekend.
Man, the whole week. There you go, Boxcar. You're going to be on the committee. Put in your ideas.
Yeah.
All right, Cane Row held the Pro-Am last week, and it was a beautiful week for it. 168 players teed it up at Cane Row. And the first-place team with shooting plus 12 was Dean Dache, Richard Williams, Boyd Booty, and Bo Provo. Tying for second, Barry Battaglia, Dan Coryell, Mike Grimsley, and Robert Burton. They won on the they go to the low A player and compare them. That's how they break the tie. And so finishing third was Steve Didier, Mike Vinegar, and Ronnie Richard, and Neil Dore, plus 11 as well. On the individual side, first place, Eric Indes, plus 7. He shot his age, 67. So congratulations to Mr. Eric Indes, one of the two best putters I know from Iberia Parish. And the B player is Barry Battaglia, plus 10. C player, Richard Williams, plus 6. And D player, John Foti, plus 9. So two of the individual players were on winning teams as well. So they double dipped.
You think that's, remember Doc Foti's maybe grandson or something?
That is.
He was exactly. John. Okay, yeah.
Because he was, yeah.
Yeah.
That you're exactly right.
Okay.
And his dad's name, John, as well.
Okay. Yeah, still love that story with him and T-Boy.
Oh, that's a classic, you know, for gamblers.
That's the best.
That's a classic story. So the next Pro-Am is going to be at Eagle Ridge sometime next month. Doug, the tournament director, will let us know.
And by the way, shout out to Doug. I know you don't do Facebook, but today
Bookface,
he actually, on the Acadiana Pro-Am Facebook page, posted about the Raging Cajuns tournament.
Well, that's
and,
nice.
Yeah, and promoting, you know, promoted all the amenities are gone tomorrow, you know, with the free, you know, beverages and free food and everything else. So it was a
I was going to announce that as
good
well.
Good little shout out there.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it for sure. And yeah, we'll talk about that at the end of our session here. What's going on there? It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. So next up in the golf links is Sugar Oaks and their specials. Once again, 9 or 18 holes Monday and Tuesday, $22. They're the only course around that I believe is open on Mondays in our area, except probably Eagle Ridge is open as well, but I don't know. They should, I won't say. But anyway, on Wednesday, the all-day special is my favorite, $31. And like I said earlier, with the daylight stretching out, they're going to start having their scrambles later in the day. And then this weekend, they moved their club championship up to this past weekend due to the fact that they aerifying their greens this week. And so the club championship was held. And first place went in a championship flight to Tam Rosemond, 164 for Tam. Tony Bigot, 167. On the net side, Robert Burton, 148. Second place, Kevin Ledford, 150. They had a nice time. Everybody was raving about the turnout. And the course conditions was fair, as well as the weather was super fair. And then their Wednesday Twilight Scramble, the last one that they've had, Tom Anklehurt, Olin Granger, Robert Burton, and Glenn Dupuy won that. Then on the Sunday shootout, Flight A, Kevin Ledford won that. Flight B, Roger Passani. Or rather, Roger Passani was second in Flight A. Winning Flight B was Jed Mesh. He tied Kevin Landry at plus 5. Winning the skins, Tony Bigot, Eric Lachelet, Roger Passani, Kevin Landry, Kyle Mesh, and Dylan Mesh. And coming up at Sugar Oaks, once again, it's springtime, lots of tournaments all over the place. On Saturday, April 27th, the Panda Scramble, supporting and raising funds for St. Edward's School. Going to be out at Sugar Oaks with a 2 p.m. shotgun start. That's a weird time.
Well, that's the one, Mr. Roland.
Right.
And he was like, we have a tournament coming up at St. Edward's. I said, well, let us know.
It's like let us all know. It's a different tournament. It's like the divorce scramble. Two males and two females on each team, where you hit, the men hit, and the ladies putt.
Well, that's weird.
$100 per couple.
Okay.
So it includes nine holes. Oh, it's only nine holes. Cart and sweet memories.
Sweet. Wow. You get
short and sweet, you see?
Sweet memories. Yeah, there you go. Well, that's worth $100.
Yeah. Supporting St. Edward's. Pandapalooza.
Okay.
All right. Also at Sugar Oaks, upcoming in the fall. A long time away, but we'll start to mention it. The Al Oob Memorial three-man scramble sponsored by the Knights of Columbus Council 1208. That's going to be Saturday, October 7th, $100 per player. And I always NIL boxcar for that one. So
I always appreciate it, working on the handicap right now, working on the auctioneer voice.
You don't need to work on the handicap. you don't do the silent auction, thank God, but you do the live auction.
I do the live auction.
And you get paid with food and beverage. So.
And last year was so funny because, went back home, Cody, played and he was in during the night, apparently, I started talking in my sleep, I was auctioning off stuff in my sleep, and it woke up everybody in the house except for me, of course, so I sold,
Man, that's dumb. In your sleep. Wow.
But it was after the fact.
Dedication.
It was like, that's some great memories there, honestly, and I just, I enjoy it every year. And
it is a lot of fun.
It is, man.
Yeah. All right, and then the Gator Golf Club, thanks to Boyd Booty for getting me this info. Their last tournament was played at the Wetlands, one of my favorite municipal golf courses in all of South Louisiana. And the first place went to Tom Grimsley with +4. Second flight winner was Darren Freeman, +7. And don't know where their next tournament is. Boyd's still working on the schedule.
Can I promote an
event
at the Wetlands? Okay. Because our friend RP3 sent me this information, So was it last week we had him on or 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks.
2 weeks ago. So, they're talking about the Redbird Ministries tournament coming up at Farmed Alley. And, of course, that's obviously a great event as well. But his wife is a realtor, and the company she works for is involved with this great fundraiser, I think. And it's called the Luke Day Golf Scramble. Mm-hmm. It's on March 22nd. It's a Friday, and it's at the Wetlands. And that's why I wanted to kind of interject right there while you said, the Wetlands is one of your favorite courses. And, it's just always in immaculate shape. So on March 22nd, they're having a scramble, four-man scramble, fun day of golf, benefiting. And this is kind of one of the most unusual, charities you will see. But it's so important and so it's a great cause. It's called the Canine Companions for Independence. And what they do is raise and train service dogs, and they place them with veterans and other people that's in need of service dogs. And there's no charge to those people for these dogs, which is, just a great service to the community and the country. And if you need more info to register your four-man team, you can go to NextHome, that's NextHome, CER.com, and they have a little drop-down menu. Click on Luke Day, or you can contact Kim Conyers, and her email is Kim, K-I-M-C-O-N-Y-E-R-S, 54, K-I-M-C-O-N-Y-E-R-S, 54, at gmail.com. And, I just hope, I'm not sure who can do that or not. But, even if you can't play in the tournament, if you want to donate to the charity, it's, especially the veterans in this area. We have a really large veteran community, and a lot of them play golf. So I hope they would support this cause.
Absolutely. Good plug for RP3 and his wife there doing that. Then let's see, we got the Lafayette Senior Men's Golf Association. Thanks a bunch to Lawson Ruley, the director of the association. And once again, it's only $25 for the year, and you don't have to be a Lafayette resident. You just need to be a senior, 50 years of age or older, and join their rotating and traveling group. And with that $25, you also get a crawfish ball, which I don't think is going to happen this year. But nonetheless,
not with the price of crawfish.
No, and a Christmas party in December. But here's the results of that latest tournament. The second Tuesday is their out-of-town course, and it was played at Tamaka Trails in Marksville. First place went to Sid Thibodeau. Second place, Brett Galata. Third place, Johnny Carvel. And then their club tournament held at Lafayette Muni. Well, this was held at Wetlands for whatever reason. Different there. That's a curveball for me. And so three-man teams. First place, Johnny Carvel, Bill Ball, and Eric Rosen. Yep, that's it. All right.
Yeah, I tell you, that's why it was smart of the Live Like Liam to just mention a seafood boil. Was it is that one or the other tournament?
Probably one of them.
Yeah. But yeah. Because the price of crawfish, you know, it's fluctuating a lot, but it's not, but shrimp are really cheap, so, you know.
Yeah, love shrimp, too. All right, going on in Lafayette right now, as Boxcar alluded to, is the 3rd annual Louisiana Classics at Oakmont Country Club. 15 teams are teeing up. My nephew, Paul, just texted me. He said, Teddy, you are at the top of the leaderboard. You just have to turn it upside down.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
you're in last place, right, as we speak.
Man.
Very disappointing. But nonetheless, we're going to have a good time anyway tomorrow. So as of right now, Texas A&M is leading the tournament. LSU is second. And Wake Forest, which has one of two teams, is third.
That's a great leaderboard, though, honestly.
No bull, yeah.
I mean.
And because one Illinois has dropped out.
Yeah.
And so Theodore let Wake Forest bring two teams. They both in contention.
One blue blood after another.
No kidding.
But Texas A&M, I didn't realize they were back-to-back defending national champions, you know.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, until I read the SID's post.
Okay.
And now they rank 28th right this year, but they had won the last two apparently, so.
Yeah, and people don't understand, you know, or they don't come to fully realize that the stars of the future are playing golf right there at Oakmont today and tomorrow. Sam A&M, what, 2-3 years ago, was leading the Masters as an amateur. I mean, and led well to the tournament, you know, all the way into Sunday's round.
Yeah.
Not a flash in the pan. So, and then, of course, you got Sam Burns, you know, I mean, and a host of others that have gone through there. Talk about Tom Dietrich from Illinois. I think he finished sixth in the Cognizant thing. He played for Illinois, another great player. Anyway, go. It's free, folks. It's free.
Listen to these amenities for free.
10:30, so they'll finish around 1 o'clock, but you get free admission, free food provided by four of Lafayette's top-notch restaurants, and you get free drink provided by Acadiana Bottling and Schilling. So you know what that last one means, right?
Okay,
free beer.
Free beer and free food, and you get to watch good golf. Now,
and you can get to sit in the grandstands because they got grandstand viewing.
If you're a golf fan, I mean, it's a no-brainer, you know. I just wish my work wouldn't conflict with it tomorrow. But, man, and it's going to be a beautiful day, too. You know, that's the other thing.
Yeah, and I have to put in a plug for Oakmont Country Club because I worked there for 3.5 years in my apprenticeship with the PGA. And they have a plaque out in the front with all the past winners of the Cajun Classic. And it's just, it brings back memories. Jay and Lionel Hebert, Billy Casper, Doug Sanders, Miller Bowman, Babe Hiskey, Marty Fleckman. Oh, man, what memories there.
Man, Marty Fleckman was the guy that had the rabbit deal with the U.S. Open, right?
Where he played for Houston. That was the first tournament he played in.
Yeah,
and,
no, but
won
but,
it.
But, God, it was Jack Fleck, maybe, I was thinking of.
Yeah.
But the Cajun Classic, wasn't that the one where the one year
Jack,
it was?
Jackie, go ahead.
Wasn't it with Nicholas and Palmer for the money title
right,
one
exactly,
year?
Right, exactly, 1963 or 4.
One of the last ones, huh?
Right. Well, no, the last one, no, that wasn't the last one. The last one was won by Ron Cerrito 1968. I was a senior in high school. That one was won by John Barnum. Well, no, Rex Baxter in 1963.
Okay.
And they still have that picture of Jack eating all those oysters at Riverside? Yeah, the other Riverside, not Little River, Riverside.
Pool Boys.
Riverside Pool Boys. That's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we'll finish up with junior golf. The high school matches are continuing. Drew got a taste of defeat for the first time this year, as well as Lafayette High got a first-time defeat as Ascension Episcopal shot 146 at Hebert Municipal and beat out Lafayette High, who finished second with 159. Catholic High of New Iberia finished in third with 166, and they got some promising young players on that golf team. So finishing first for Ascension Episcopal with a 34 was Noah Chauvin. Second place went to Chris Kane, Drew's teammate, with a 35. Third place, Luke Domain of Acadiana Episcopal with a 36. Drew tied for fourth with a 37. Then Meyer Sharp, young upcoming Catholic High player, was tied for sixth at 38. And like I said, there's good things ahead because they look like they got a lot of young players on Catholic High's team, and hopefully they'll
Well, I'm just glad to see that there is a golf team in New Iberia. You know, it's just so disappointing that that neither, you know, Senior High nor Westgate could get enough, you know, players.
Enough interest. So Wednesday, March 13th, Lafayette High tees it up at Forum de Alley. Let's see where Catholic High will tee it up at. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, they might not be playing. Yep, Catholic High is playing at Eagle Ridge on the same day. So a lot of high school golf going on. We're right in the middle of the season for them. They play nine holes every Wednesday. And they got 17 teams involved and seven courses that they rotate. The championship's going to be at La Vaucheyne on, let's see if I got those dates, April the 9th. That's for the girls. And then April the 10th for the boys.
And you know, I want to give a little shout-out to the to the golf coach. I mean, number one, the parents and players, but the golf coaches of these teams, and you know this, Teddy. I mean, I know when Coach Pichaloup was doing it when Cody played for Senior High. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think his stipend or his, you know, what he made extra per month was like maybe $50, if that. But he was buying the kids' golf balls, the bags that they carried, all that out of his own pocket. I mean, so he was losing money in the deal, but it's because he wanted to promote the game and grow it. And I'm sure it's probably the same situation at a lot of these, you know, these schools. I mean, it's not a revenue-generating sport.
No.
It's not anything that they're going to hire a coach just to do. You know, a lot of them are volunteers even.
Yep.
And, you know, it takes a lot of dedication and love of the game, and we certainly appreciate them trying to get these kids interested and, you know, getting them on the right path to you know, participate.
And kudos to Mr. Robert Boudreau, who we all know.
Yeah.
He's the one who put this schedule together, and now he's struggling with some health issues, so we want to keep him in our thoughts and prayers as well. So.
Is he still running the U.S. AAA?
I think his health issues has held him back from doing everything right now, as I know, you know. But he had done this schedule, which is pretty hard to do. You're talking about, you know, seven area golf courses and 17 golf teams that are wanting to participate. It takes a juggling act, calling all these courses and arranging this. So I hope he gets better and gets back into running golf tournaments.
Look, thanks for the courses, because, you know, Wednesday's is not a dead day for them. They're open on Wednesdays, you know.
No, you're right.
And it's a generating, you know, especially with daylight savings time. I mean, you know, you can book some tee times and stuff. So for them to book that, you know, block that off for the golf teams is really, really a great, great gesture.
All right, we'll take a break, and then Boxcore and I'll be back on the other side to talk about a little national golf. Stay tuned.
Hey, guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
GolfBalls.com carries the latest selection of golf balls, clubs, and gear from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, and Callaway. Get custom fit in our state-of-the-art golf simulator or shop our selection of high-quality apparel from Vineyard Vine, Southern Tide, and Bad Birdie. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools and, of course, online at GolfBalls.com.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
Tesh Matters, 10-1, on New Iberia's home for the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane, 107.5.
I'm all right, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me
and a ship shot, Eddie Sliman, Ralph Boxcar, Bergeron, dynamic duo here. Just a programming note, after chip shots this evening, our sports theme will continue as the Catholic High Coaches Show with the voice of the Panthers, Tony Landry, and Coach Desimoa will be talking all things Catholic High, so you want to stay tuned for that. Hopefully they'll give a big plug to the Catholic High golf team that's on the cusp of doing well. And
yeah,
so
hopefully they can get some of those maybe kids in here to, you know, talk one night, man.
I would love that, but, you know, he'd have to arrange that since he's the AD. But that would be awesome, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand.
On either show.
Or the coach. I mean, I'm not, who's coaching them?
Jonathan Schaap.
So the dad of the star, yeah, star player. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, he's put a I can't say enough about him. He's put in a lot of effort and time and money of his own.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And, I mean, and, it's a labor of love.
No question, you know. He's done some remarkable things with the golf team. Yeah, it would be a great idea to get him and or, you know, some of the players to,
yeah,
to talk
least,
a little bit
at
about
least
that.
Him or whatever.
Yeah,
we're
another good idea from the box.
I'm just happy to see, like I said, I mean, it's been so stagnant for years now, you know, with the New Iberia golf scene, and to kind of see some hope, you know, and
definitely
some young kids that, you know.
No question. All right, the Arnold Palmer Bay Hill Classic. It was an invitational this year. Scottie Scheffler, the number one player in the world, came through. His putter got hot, his new footer.
Yeah, he took Rory's advice, apparently.
He did. He's got 22 of the last 29 top 10s in the last 15 months. Pretty consistent there. But he's only had 3 wins, and that was his third. And the last round, he shot 66, while the field was averaging 73.15.
That's
unbelievable.
That's impressive.
That's the most impressive thing. He won by 5 strokes. Just an incredible performance, you know. His 66 was a low round by 2 shots. He didn't have a bogey, the only round that somebody didn't have a bogey. And Wyndham Clark, the U.S. Open champion, also the hotel guy, right?
Right.
According to Boxcar, he finished 5 shots back. And Shane Lowry, who got in on a sponsor's exemption, finished 3rd. And
Shane Lowry's been playing with some good golf, too. That's somebody to watch for, the Masters,
definitely.
I think. Yep. But what was it? Yeah, I'm sure you're the stat guy.
I just read it today.
Jot it down. But the number of putts inside of 15 feet that Scottie Scheffler made in the final round.
Oh, I didn't. I got.
I think he made 15 putts inside. Or, yeah,
15 feet.
Yes.
Wow.
Now that's, you know, maybe he only had one at 15 feet. The others might have been. But we all saw for couple of years now him missing 3 footers on a consistent basis, you know. And I'm telling you, this mallet putter is just made of
that putter was such a sell.
My goodness, I don't know what model it is, you know, but man,
he had 3.8 strokes gained on the field in putting, which he's usually ranked 50th or 30th or 40th, you know. He still in off the tee and in approach shots,
right,
which he normally does, you know.
He absolutely does. I mean,
I think it was either Lowry or Wyndham Clark that said, I could have brought my A game and still couldn't have beat him.
No, if he would, you know, the last couple of years, if he'd have even been an average putter, just middle of the pack, he'd have, I don't know how many more victories, you know, five,
Tiger-like,
six, you know, at least.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, there has not been a more consistent ball striker on the PGA Tour in years. I mean, and I got to really go back to Tiger. But, man, that putter was painful to watch. And
that was nice.
You know, he just wrote. Now, let's hope it's not a one-week, you know, wonder, right? I mean, you know how putters go. I mean, sometimes they treat you real good the first time out, and then, you know, you never know. But there is something, and you know that, Teddy. I mean, there's a big difference between a mallet putter and a regular blade putter, you know, with the sweet spot
and the
weighting and everything else, you know.
Just the look.
Yeah, the look, you know. I mean, so he's.
But he, listen to this. Here I am with my stat again. He birdied, was number 15 this week at Bay Hill. He birdied 3 days in a row. And, you know, like you said, it's not, you know, 5 foot putts he's making a birdie that hole. He's making some bombs.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. How he turned around so fast.
And, man, you know, kudos to Bay Hill and their staff. I mean, they had that golf course set up beautifully. You know, just a great test of golf. I mean, it definitely could be a major championship golf course. You know, so it was good to see.
And they had some high numbers because that's a lot of golf course. Is that right? I mean, I didn't watch the tournament, but I understand it. Let's see, Tommy Fleetwood. 10?
Yeah.
They called him the 10 Cup guy, kept trying to get it over or whatever.
Yeah.
And Jack Knapp, the guy that finished.
Jake Knapp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He made a 12 on one hole or something.
Man, wow.
Whew. Unbelievable. It's not an easy course.
No, not at all. They redid it, you know, at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't think the scores used to be where they are, but, I mean, it you know, yeah, Arnie must be proud looking down on that golf course right now, and you know, a fitting champion, and you know, again, my boy Ted Scott just continues to bankroll that money, boy. It's unbelievable,
boy,
man.
He is so lucky.
Oh my goodness!
Well, he was lucky. He would say it's his fate, you know.
Yeah,
that he leans on.
Yeah, no, I mean, but he went from, you know, Bubba, you know, in his prime to.
Went
you know,
from the top to the top.
To the top to
How
the
can
top.
You do
It's just his faith.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, God is taking care of him, boy. I tell you what,
no
man.
No question about it.
Woo.
And in contention, too, for a long time. I think his putter went south. He might need a lesson.
A mallet putter.
But drive on, I don't know what hole it is, but it's a 401-yard par four dog leg, but he cut the dog leg and drove it 365 on the green and Saturday's back nine. So,
but you know, and here's something I noticed because I watched a little bit of it Sunday.
Okay.
And I don't want to minimize what they're doing with distance at all, but I saw they, and I don't know what player it was, but they, it might have been Scottie Scheffler actually, but anyway. So his drive carried 266. Now, that's impressive. Don't get me wrong. But the rollout was an extra 66 yards.
Wow.
Now, when's the last time, other than, you know, Kapalua, where we played over there, when do you get 66 yards of rollout? You know, I mean, that's in Florida. That's
I don't
not,
hit enough to get 66. I can hit it on Main Street right there, and it wouldn't roll
in
four.
I could go to the Acadiana Regional Airport
it
and
wouldn't
I get 66
roll
yards, you know. So I think these distances, they say it's like, wow, you know, 350, but they're not really carrying it that whole distance, you know. So, you know, it's a little, you know, a little deceptive.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, yeah, it's no question it's
but,
deceptive.
They definitely play a different golf course than we all play, you know, for sure. I mean – anyway, so.
Yeah. Coming up this week then is the TPC, the 50th edition of the Tournament Players Championship. And, of course, I got a story, and you've heard it before, but it's worth telling again. The very first one was played at the Atlanta Athletic Club in Atlanta, and my good friend and former LSU teammate Tom Evans had turned pro in 1974, 50 years ago, and was playing pretty good golf when he found himself shooting a 65 and winning the tournament, only to be disqualified because the next day he got some bad information from his caddy and showed up late, missing his tee time.
And, that's terrible.
Yeah. Some guy, and, a no-name guy, I think his name was Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah.
So, Tom, the Atom Bomb.
To think, you know, Tom had the chance to derail Nicklaus's career.
That's right.
I mean, you know.
And listen to this, though. This is pretty astounding. I mean, wrap your brain around this. Jack Nicklaus won that event 50 years ago, okay? He won $50,000. The first place this week is going to get $4.5 million.
Well, I would think the last place is probably way more than $50,000.
I can't wrap my head around that box score. That's 90 times more in 50 years. 90 times more. Yeah, the last place will probably make
$50,000.
And Jack, that was Jack's payday, you know, for winning the dadgum tournament.
Yeah, that's why we look at, you know, some of these legends and you think, man, they're, you know, and a lot of them are well off because of endorsements, but it's not because of the money they won on the golf course.
Oh, no,
you know, we have journeymen right now that made way more than Nicklaus or Palmer.
Jack broke, you know, when the McGregor company bought it out and it failed and all of that stuff.
He
took some financial licks there. But
yeah, no, it's a different age, I guess, you know. I mean, we got kids in college making more money than ever you could imagine a pro making, you know, and because the NIL and all that stuff. So
and then up in the week at the TPC for NBC will be Kevin Kisner, Roger Martin. I like him. He's fun.
Yeah.
And Gary Koch. He's kind of dry. Gary Koch's from Baton Rouge.
But he is?
Yeah. LSU. Another guy we tried to recruit.
He went to high school with Jim Reed, our friend Jim Reed.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was in the, yep, because Jim told me that. He was in the, Jim went on the golf team, but Gary Koch was on their high school golf team, obviously. Yeah. And, same high school, about the same age.
Yep. Yeah, he was like my age.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jim's a little bit older than me, right? A year or two?
Maybe
I'm 73.
Yeah, I think he's 74, maybe.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit old.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll look forward to that.
But, yeah, I watched a little bit of the senior tournament, too, this
weekend. Oh, good.
I
didn't see anything.
Yeah, that was a tough call. I forgot where it was at, but, man, it had desert all over the place. And a lot of guys were – I mean, it was hard to hit fairways, and they were – Stewart Cink had, like, a five-shot lead in the final round at one point, and he just went off the deep end, and he ended up in the desert, I think, three times I saw, like, right in a row with – having to take drops, and of course, you know, Stewart Cink, he's trying to get every advantage, but didn't. And anyway, Joe Durant, which, God, these names come up, and it's like, yeah, I remember that guy.
Where's he been?
But he I think he's won five times on the senior tour. Like, I just don't follow it, you know. Shame on me because I should be, because, you know, that's my age, that's my people, you know.
Right.
But. But, yeah, he ended up winning by two shots, I believe. Again, I don't remember the golf course, but, boy, it was pretty tough.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what's going to happen with the LIV Tour versus the PGA Tour and all that commotion. But what do you think, as far as the ladies' golf, the LPGA, and the Champions Tour, do you think LIV will ever get into their territory and try to do something with them? Just off the top of your head, what do you think?
You mean like you think LIV will try to get a ladies' tour going and a senior tour going? Well, they're pretty close to having a senior tour already with a lot of the guys they have on their tour. You know, they're not far off. But I don't think so. I mean, I don't think there's that. I mean, there's enough money, but you know. TV-wise, interest-wise, I mean, they're having enough trouble broadcasting just their events. I mean, I don't think they could possibly go in that direction.
But the thing is, they're not interested in money, you know. They're just interested in –
they're trying to get – but there's no really star power in the – well, the LPGA, I would say, has a little bit, you know.
Imagine if they combine the two.
A little bit. But the senior tour, look, I love a lot of these guys, but I tuned in by accident, honestly. And there's Retief Goosen, you know, a guy I used to like to watch,
Yeah.
And he's in contention that last day, but they're not going to have, you know, enough interest on that spectrum. Now, again.
But they don't care about interest.
No,
But
there's no reason to lure them away, is what I'm saying. Like on the PGA Tour, I mean, it's like, okay, we take this guy away, this guy away, this guy away. Well, we're just draining the PGA Tour. Well, you don't want to. There's no benefit to drain something that's not relevant.
Have any money to start with.
Right. Now, the LPGA Tour, because it's so international, it's just different, you know.
Yeah.
I can kind of see where they could possibly get into that because there's.
And then with that team format, getting ladies and guys to play together could be something that they would step their foot into.
We kind of saw it with the match this year with Rory and them. Right. You know, it kind of generated some interest a little bit, you know, with that mixed team format. I just think globally that one makes the most sense. The senior tour, you know, they're lucky just to be hanging on to what they've got right now, honestly, you know.
No, you're right there.
And I just wish that's the one thing I wish they would have maybe try to lure them to come to La Triomphe to replace,
the Corn Ferry longer in our area. Yeah. And then the opposite field event, because the Bay Hill Arnold Palmer Invitational was just what it said, Invitational, limited field event.
I totally forgot they had opposite field.
No, I didn't either.
I remember now, you know.
Won by Bryce Garnett. He beat Eric Barnes in a playoff. No Masters invitation, but still it's the first time he wins in 6 years. So he's got a PGA card where he can tee it up in some other tournaments on the PGA Tour.
So that's so crazy because if you had told me this guy had ever won a tournament before, I'd say, who?
Yeah.
So, you know, right, I don't know if it's 6 years ago, but what did he win 6 years ago?
Probably a Corn Ferry Tour.
Probably an opposite, well, whatever, you know, but yeah, I did forget about that totally.
Then Tiger Woods teeing it up in the TPC this week. He decided not to, evidently. His next start is going to be the famed star-studded Seminole Pro member. It's a four ball. He'll be playing with partner Seth Woods, PGA of America CEO. So Tiger Woods feeling his way. Playing, you know, but
I think we'll see him at the Masters and maybe one other major this year, and that's about it. I mean,
see how it goes at the Masters because that's such a hard course to walk.
It is, you know. And, I mean,
they'll do every concession they can to get him around the course and, you know, give him the proper tee time or whatever, you know, to satisfy whatever needs he has. But yeah, it's tough. Tough to walk that course.
There's really no need at this point in his career. I mean, you know, to force it. I mean, to risk further injury. He's not gonna catch Jack. I mean, we have to be honest about that.
And that's his only thing that he. Well, he probably wants to beat Sam Snead's record too. But
yeah,
he
should have gone to Puerto Rico. I mean, he had a better chance.
I don't know else, but you're right.
Oh yeah, it's an official PGA event, man.
Yeah.
I mean, look at. I bet you some of Sam Snead's wins were, you know, kind of no-name tournaments.
No-name tournaments, you know? Yeah, absolutely.
I guess no-name fields.
And speaking of Augusta National, we had a good time when we went that time, and now it's expanding. Yeah. They bought Vineland Park for $350,000. It's a 15-minute walk from the golf course itself.
It's something I saw, Ted, that's just it's so – so interesting to me to imagine people would spend money like, you know, but people that have money, they don't really care. But you can order online. It's called the Masters Experience.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, and you get, you know, the barbecue, the pimento cheese sandwiches, the chips.
Egg salad,
the cups, everything sent to you in this package, depending which one you want to order. You know, there's like different levels. And people, you know, set this up and have Masters watch parties. And it's like, wow, you know, you gotta have some money to. I wouldn't eat egg salad that was shipped. You know, I mean, it's not going to risk food poisoning because it has a Masters logo on it, you know.
Good point, Mark Scott. Good point. Oh, man. But it's that time of the year, Augusta, on the horizon, you know.
You know, if you could ship me the $2 beer, I might
my Masters cups, like when I go home tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's nostalgia, you know. I mean,
yeah.
But those beers taste so much better on that property.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I could be drinking, you know, urine. It would taste good.
Oh, no, I get it, man.
It's a different experience. As far as golf's concerned, you know.
It is.
We talk about spiritual experiences. I tell you, that's one of them. And I'd love to go back, you know. I want to one day take my daughters. Of course, one of them's in New Zealand, so she's not going to hop on a plane and come if I were to get them tickets. But
you see, so this is a good career for you right now, Ted. You know how a lot of the priests lead journeys to the Holy Land and tours.
Right.
You could be the pro that leads these tours to Augusta National,
that's
you know,
right.
And give a little history, you know, kind of get reprimanded for going to, you know, beyond the ropes on number 12, you know, stuff like that. Show the pine tree just disappeared magically. Oh, man, amazing.
That was the most amazing thing I think I've seen Augusta National do, you know, as far as hands-on seeing it, you know, one-on-one.
First-hand,
we saw it,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, we saw
we
it.
We passed
yeah.
that tree. It was there. We came back 2 or 3 hours later. It was gone. Couldn't even tell
I mean, we literally, you know, had that tornado hit where we were staying the
right,
night before
right,
because
yeah.
we couldn't play the, you know, I mean, part of, well, one of the nines we did, but
right.
Where
the
was,
tornado fired into Augusta.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, wow, you know, it's crazy.
Nerve
amazing,
of it to take down that tree.
What a trip that was. That was
a blast.
Good memories, man.
Yeah, and the price of the hotel room and that guy's eyes when he... Like,
that was awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Well, we got about 2 or 3 more minutes. We can't.
Okay. Fill some time. But
Fill some time. What can we talk about?
Well, I mean, again, you know, we're getting daylight savings time now. So, you know, a little extra time to play golf in the afternoons. And it's a good time to, you know, if you really haven't tried to play before, you know, to go out to the. To the range and hit balls because, you know, now you can extend those range hours as well. You know, take your kids out there, let them put in chip a little bit and, you know, kind of generate some interest. And look, you know, if you need a lesson, Teddy's available.
Yeah,
you know?
I just can't see where the ball goes. So.
You can't see where the ball goes. But I promise you, he will give you a great lesson. And, you know, I just want to, you know, wish all the golf course operators a good spring and summer. You know, it's been some tough times, you know, the last year or so with weather-wise at certain times of the year. We went through a extreme drought and then a lot of rain in the winter, you know, but it was a mild winter. So we're kind of have a nice spring to look forward to. So I hope people will take advantage of that and get out there and hit the links and, you know, some golf,
and bring your significant other with you because you never know. It could be a fun thing to do on a vacation or something, you know, play a little golf, go see Top Golf, and enjoy your whole family deal.
And so, be sure to stay tuned in for the CHS Coaches Show with Tony Landry and Coach Desimo.
Right after this.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
GolfBalls.com carries the latest selection of golf balls, clubs, and gear from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, and Callaway. Get custom fit in our state-of-the-art golf simulator or shop our selection of high-quality apparel from Vineyard Vines, Southern Tide, and Bad Birdie. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools and, of course, online at GolfBalls.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tesh.